This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with strategic experts at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a good exchange of views with the experts. He said they discussed why India and the Netherlands and the European Union should engage more deeply in an era of multipolarity and strategic autonomy. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The Minister of External Affairs, MEA, said during the visit the EAM will meet the leadership of the three countries and hold discussions with its counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is briefing the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He is expected to brief the committee headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said the campaign will run in 723 districts across the country and reach nearly 1.5 crore farmers. He said a team of scientists will visit nearly 65,000 villages to train farmers in practical and scientific farming techniques. Mr. Chauhan said agriculture remains the backbone of the Indian economy, providing livelihood to nearly half the population and forming the foundation of the country's food security. He highlighted that India aims to become the food basket of the world.
इस साल का ये जो उत्पादन है ऑल टाइम हाई एक रिकॉर्ड है तो हमारा उत्पादन बढ़ रहा है अन्न के भंडार भी भरे हैं लेकिन हम यहाँ रुकना नहीं चाहते हम अपने देश की जरूरत भी पूरा करेंगे और भारत चूंकि विश्व बंधु भी है तो दुनिया के कई देशों को भी मदद करेगा और हमारा तो सपना और संकल्प है एक दिन भारत को फूड बास्केट ऑफ वर्ल्ड दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared the article written by Union Minister Piyush Goyal on social media. He said the government e-marketplace GeM portal is opening doors for the marginalized, cutting red tape and ensuring massive savings. Mr. Modi wrote the government's push for transparent governance has got a digital boost. In his article, Mr. Goyal asserted that GeM has eliminated entry barriers, weeded out corruption, empowered and uplifted marginalized sections, and enabled massive savings of taxpayers' money. In Balochistan, at least 4 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bomb explosion in Gulistan area of Qila Abdullah today. According to media reports, 8 of them are critically injured. The explosion reportedly occurred in Jabbar commercial market situated on the Quetta Chaman National Highway in Gulistan town, adjacent to the fort of Pakistan's frontier Cork. The massive explosion destroyed many shops and vehicles parked in the area, and walls of the FC fort were also damaged. The banned terror outfit Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department has condemned the intensifying wave of forced disappearances in Balochistan by the Pakistan government, calling it a crime against humanity. The human rights body today revealed that 7 more Baloch were forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces from Balochistan this month. It stated the practice of enforced disappearances must be recognized as a crime against humanity and perpetrators must be held accountable under international law. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has decided to withdraw from 2 major Asian Cricket Council ACC tournaments following tensions between India and Pakistan. The Women's Emerging Teams Asia Cup, scheduled for next month in Sri Lanka, and the Men's Asia Cup, which India was set to host in September. In the IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad in a must-win match at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.